Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christa Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With six hospital campuses, Christa Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christa Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us. And through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
My dear sisters and brothers, we welcome all of you who are here with us this morning in the cathedral, and those who are watching over the television or listening by radio or live stream. We are very blessed to have with us today also our seminarians who are preparing to return or to begin the seminary. There are 11 of them, and we're very pleased that they are here, as well as some of their parents are here with them as well, and family members. Also, Father Lopez, our vocations director, not a stranger to the cathedral, is also with us today and with them. And also, Father James Stimbler, who is the diocesan chaplain to the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women, as well as the national director for the chaplain of the national organization. Also members of the Diocesan Council of Catholic Women who sponsor a bursar to help us with the education of seminarians. We're very grateful for that work that you do and also for being with us this morning. My sisters and brothers, let us now acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done, I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of good will. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, heavenly King, O God, almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten,
Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, whom, taught by the Holy Spirit, we dare to call Father, bring, we pray, to perfection in our hearts the spirit of adoption as your sons and daughters, that we may merit to enter into the inheritance which you have promised. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the first book of Kings. Elijah went a day's journey into the desert until he came to a broom tree and sat beneath it. He prayed for death, saying, "This is enough, O Lord. Take my life, for I am no better than my father's." He lay down and fell asleep under the broom tree. But then an angel touched him and ordered him to get up and eat. Elijah looked, and there at his head was a hearth cake and a jug of water. After he ate and drank, he lay down again. But the angel of the Lord came back a second time, touched him, and ordered, "Get up and eat, else the journey will be too long for you." He got up, ate, and drank. Then, strengthened by that food, he walked 40 days and 40 nights to the mountain of God, Horeb. The word of the Lord.
Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. Praise of him is always in my mouth. In the Lord my soul shall make its boast. The humble shall hear and be glad. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Glorify the Lord with me. Together let us praise his name. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. From all my terrors he set me free. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Look toward him and be radiant. Let your faces not be abashed. This lowly one called, the Lord heard and rescued him from all his distress. Taste and see. The angel of the Lord is encamped around those who fear him to rescue them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Bless the man who seeks refuge in him. Taste and see.
Reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were sealed for the day of redemption. All bitterness, fury, anger, shouting, and reviling must be removed from you, along with all malice. And be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving one another as God has forgiven you in Christ. So be imitators of God as beloved children and live in love as Christ loved us and handed himself over for us as a sacrificial offering to God for a fragrant aroma. The word of the Lord.
that came down from heaven, says the Lord. Whoever eats this bread will live forever.
From the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews murmured about Jesus because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." And they said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Do we not know his father and mother? Then how can he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Stop murmuring among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Once again, a warm welcome to everyone, and in a special way, I want to welcome those who are watching by television or listening by radio, those who are homebound and are not able to come Sunday after Sunday, or those in hospitals, nursing homes, and in a special way, those who are imprisoned, those who are in a special way in our hearts today as always. The ultimate relationship, and we all speak of relationships today. The ultimate relationship is the relationship between Jesus and his Father. I and the Father are one. No one comes to the Father except through me. Whatever I've heard from the Father, I communicate to you. There is a oneness of life there that we as human beings cannot understand. And yet in many ways we are to reflect that relationship in our love for God and in our love for one another. But we know by experience that we are not at the top of our game with our relationships, because our hearts go in different directions. We're attracted by different things. We're looking for something that is so profound that in many ways we don't even know what we're looking for. And that's the experience of every human being, created in God's image, looking for the ultimate relationship which is in God, and yet unaware. So this discovery of relationship begins at conception in our mother's wombs. As the prophet Jeremiah says, "In my mother's womb you knew me. You created me." The womb of a mother is where it all begins. And it ends with that final relationship of face to face with Almighty God. And so in between is what you and I are living now. It's called life, as we are living this life now. Our life has a direction. It is from God and is to return to God. But as we know, in our society and in our own life, there are so many distractions, brothers and sisters. Some of us may not even be listening right now, hearing but not listening. There are so many things to think about, to do, and so our hearts go in different ways until we see maybe a miracle, or what we consider a miracle, or a suffering, and that wakes us up. And that takes us to the sixth chapter of St. John's Gospel today, as we are continuing to read that beautiful chapter on the Eucharist. Jesus had multiplied the loaves for the people who were hungry on their journey, and they were amazed, and so they came to him. But when he said to them, "I am the bread of life, I am the bread you are looking for," they closed their hearts. They closed their ears. They refused to listen. And so, as we probably know the word better, they began to gripe, murmur. "How can this be? Come on, get a life. Get on with it." But he offered them himself. And that is why we are here today, to be fed with the bread of life. Mystery, yes. And it takes faith, faith alone, to understand and to enter into the mystery of the presence of Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. Jesus, in that beautiful chapter 6, as we have it read today, said that no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws that person. And so it is God who draws us to the Eucharist. It is God who draws us. So we may ask ourselves, well, what about everybody else? They're not given the gift of being drawn. We're all given it. It's just that we close our ears. We harden our hearts, or we are so distracted that we cannot hear that inner call of God to ourselves, to himself. We can parallel this image that comes to us from the sixth chapter of John also with the encounter of Jesus with the Samaritan, of the woman of Samaria, the woman at the well. Jesus saw in her a thirst. Because she was coming to draw water. And he also wanted to give her water. And where was that water? Not in the well, the physical water, which she could draw herself. But again, he said, "I am the living water. water and food. Water and food for the journey of life. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. We receive that water, we drink that water when we hear His word proclaimed. It is beautiful to read the scriptures by ourselves. But it is also very important, sisters and brothers, that we listen to this word together as it is read to us. And unfortunately, many of us are not in tune enough or distracted enough that we hear words, but we don't listen, that God speaks to our hearts. And that is the action of the Holy Spirit. I've said many, many times that I have actually changed a homily by listening to the readings during Mass, preparing at home, reading it quietly, studying a little bit, prayer. But when I hear it read in the community, a light goes on. That's what you and I are here for. To drink the water of the Word of God, the water of Jesus Christ. And we may say, what does it have to do with my life? Well, you'll have to discover that with life. But it is to be taken by us to guide us to God and to receive the food of life, Jesus Christ. When we do not, when our life is not directed in this way, when we lose the foundation of what it means to be a person, we are alienated. And there are many people, I wouldn't say a majority, but I think moving beyond half, that feel alienated, unwanted, unloved, unforgiven by God, by their families, by their friends, and even by themselves. Because they haven't heard, or they were not given the opportunity to hear and to feed on Jesus Christ. That is the alienation, that is the root of every alienation in our society today. The distractions are so strong, the powers of the voices of this world are so logical and strong, that people go that way because they're looking for something. And they don't hear, as Elijah did, that subtle voice of God speaking in their hearts. Our seminarians are here today, and it always seems like when I want to address the priest or the deacons or the seminarians, they're always sitting behind me. But I do want to say to you today, after being with you several times over the summer, how proud I am of each one of you. We have a beautiful, healthy group of young men who are continuing or beginning their formation to be priests. And you, my brothers, will be speaking to the society when you are ordained in a way that you must draw them to God. But first of all, I want to remind you from the first book of Kings today, the image of Elijah, who first himself had to be fed. And this also, I think, goes for parents and grandparents. We want to give, we want to see our children, our grandchildren, our parishioners to be so in love with God. But the first question always has to be, am I? Am I in love with God? In the first book of Kings today, we see Elijah asking for death, asking to get it all over with. What was going on? There was a drought. There was infidelity. And there was a drought, which means little water. Animals were dying. Plants were not. No food. And Elijah kept speaking to these people, calling them back to God in a drought. And my brothers, you will find, as I do, and as we all do, our society is in a spiritual drought. And we know what it's like physically in our area, what a drought is. But there is also a spiritual drought. And Elijah knew that. And he had spoken to people for many, many years. And he finally finds a broom tree and he collapses under it and says, I've had enough, I can't do it anymore. And what does God put in front of him? Food and water. Get up and drink and eat. And he does, but he falls back to sleep as if to say, I still don't want to do it. I still don't want to move forward. And again, the angel says, get up and eat and drink. Images for us of Jesus Christ, the water and the food. And Elijah did. And at that point, he got up and he walked 40 days. That's why I print them out and have them in front of me. 40 days and 40 nights, he walks to Horeb. What happened at Horeb? You all know that verse. There, Elijah encountered God. Not in the earthquake, not in the lightning, but in the subtle breeze, he encountered God. And what does that say to us? What does that say to you? The journey of life is difficult. The journey of life, in many ways, can be alienating. But we're given two things in a particular way. The water of the Word of God, especially the Gospels of Jesus, and food for the journey, the Eucharist. That is our strength. And that is what draws us to God when we do not harden our hearts to what God asks of us, or we're not distracted by other things, but we listen in the depth of our being to Almighty God. It is at that point, through the Eucharist and the Word, that you and I can get up from our anxieties, from our listlessness, from our lack of spirit, and move forward in life to the final journey to encounter Jesus Christ and to encounter the love of the Father. We pray for our seminarians. We pray for those who are searching for God. We pray for those who are called to serve, that we may respond in order to give to the people of God what they most long for, Jesus Christ, but that our hearts first be filled with his love as we ourselves journey this life to encounter God face to face. Sisters and brothers, let us stand now and profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. And I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. Crucified under Pontius Pilate, he suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven. Father, he will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. As a community of believers seeking to grow deeper in our faith, we bring our prayers and needs before our God.
That the Church may inspire the faithful to know and follow Christ through all who preach God's word, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear us.
that Jesus, the bread of life, may nourish our lives and transform our society from a culture of death into a culture of life that welcomes and reveres every person of every age and condition. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That our nation may experience a conversion of heart and a return in penance and sorrow to our covenant with God. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the young people of our parish and our diocese, called to the priesthood and religious life, may say a generous yes to their vocation. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That all who mourn the death of a loved one, especially Margaret Gallagher, will find consolation knowing Jesus, the bread of life. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For those who serve in our armed forces and for their families and loved ones, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Marjorie Jane Mulvey, Robert E. and Hannah G. Hagelin, and Robert E. Hagelin, Jr., Larry Lucerio, David Miller, and for the intentions of Rosalina Jimenez for healing, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the prayers we hold in the silence of our hearts, for all our intentions spoken and unspoken, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Lord, you love us without end and give us hope. Grant that we may reflect your love to one another faithfully and joyfully. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice and praise the Lord of his name, for our
Be pleased, O Lord, to accept the offerings of your church, for in your mercy you have given them to be offered, and by the power and by your power you transform them into the mystery of our salvation, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For at the Last Supper with his apostles, establishing for the ages to come the saving memorial of the cross, he offered himself to you as the unblemished Lamb, the acceptable gift of perfect praise. Nourishing your faithful by this sacred mystery, you make them holy so that the human race, bonded by one world, may be enlightened by one faith and united by one bond of charity. And so we approach the table of this wondrous sacrament so that, bathed in the sweetness of your grace, we may pass over to the heavenly realities here foreshadowed. Therefore, all creatures of heaven and earth sing a new song in adoration, and we, with all the hosts of angels, cry out, and without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ.
May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help.
May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis our Pope and Michael our Bishop, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family, whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
At the Savior's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the Son.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy
to stand under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Body of Christ.
Amen.
Body of Christ.
Amen.
The blood of Christ.
Amen.
Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.